the site itself had been polluted terribly since that time.
Oh, it was horrible. We purchased it knowing what we thought we knew what we were getting into. 14 years later, we finally got a clean bill of health. August of 2013, I think it was August 26th, 27th, whatever that Monday was, we got a clean bill of health from the EPA and saying, yes, done. You're good to go. And so that's when everybody jumped on the bandwagon. We need to do the World Renewal Ceremony. I am the only one that said, no, we need to get our regalia. We need to get some of our own songs. We need to practice. We need to work together. Mm-hmm. This is too quickly, too much too quickly, too fast. Obviously, I only had one vote. And they did it in March of 2014. It was a good thing. You know, nothing wrong with that.
But it was $2.8 million to clean that place up. So you had to raise that money as well.
We raised, we still did the Indian the Wiat tacos. We did concerts. We did art sales, you know, auctions. And of course, we had about three directors throughout those years. And Stephen Coleman is our current director who has done a great... He's the one that got the final push from EPA. Mm-hmm. And they came out with, $200,000-$300,000 to do the final push to get it cleaned up. And they did it in a week.
Wow.
Because they call it the Superfund. Mm-hmm. And everything gets done really quickly. And yes, it was... We did not know the extent of the damage. Mm-hmm. And the extent of the damage still is that we still can't put our peat on the soil. We had to cap it with a geofabric and then cap it with 6 to 8 layer of inches of soil on top of the geofabric. Mm-hmm. You know, and with that, it's great. You know, it's done. It's over with. So we have to, you know, let people know when we're all gone that there's a geofabric that if you decide to get down any less than 8 inches or any more than 8 inches, you're going to come to a piece of fabric. So that'll be all in the works. Someday, we'll be able to have a docent, you know, we want to build a house there, which is just more of a one-bedroom house. Not a family, but just a care provider who will come out and take care of the land while... Because there are still people coming on the island and digging for artifacts. Mm. You know, even a day or two after we signed it, that we purchased it, there were people out there digging. And we never can catch them, but they leave things behind. Mm. We pick them up and we destroy them. Mm. You know, they do the little sifters where there's a mesh and they put the dirt in and we destroy them. Mm-hmm. And if they leave a shovel, oh, we got another tool. You know, so we look at that. And it's still happening. It's still happening today. You know, this year. Yeah, this is September. I think we had one incident out there this year. Mm. So every year since we purchased it in 2000. Still. But people know we put our flag out there when we're there working. So they know that people were there for a reason. But if there's no flag and they see the people walking, they do call in. You know, the kayakers and things like that. And, you know, people who drive over the bridge, see somebody out there, no flag, they'll call. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful about that.
Mm-hmm. What is the future of the ceremony?
That's when we got through with the Wiat Day this weekend. I need to talk with Ted to see if we're planning for February, March of next year. We need to get on. But it won't be the elaborateness of the first year. We will do it maybe probably more quiet than anything else. But everyone, again, is still welcome to come. We won't have the big splash, the media splash that we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, for that particular reason, because that was something. That was my thing. My push was media. I wanted the world to know that you haven't got us down. Mm-hmm. We are still here. We still cast a shadow. Mm-hmm. We're not here. I got my way. But there were a lot of people who were not happy about it. And that's okay. It was a good thing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that we have to publicize it again. Mm-hmm. People needed to know that we've done this. And to this day, you know, a year later, those people who were opposing it still oppose it. Mm-hmm. Every council meeting that something comes up, and if it comes up, they will say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than this event and your response to it, how do you think people are what's the Wiat tribe going to be known for?
We stand up for our rights. We push the line. I'm ready for a fight. Don't tell me I can't do anything. Don't tell this tribe they can't do it. But we don't are not bullies. That we look at things that are need to be done and do it. And I think that's what I would look at, is that we saw something that needed to be done and we did it. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to come away with. And if we see something else that needs to be done, let's do it. Let's mm-hmm. get it done.
This place is known around the world for the redwoods. We just drove up from Garberville.
Oh, so you went through the old road?
Yeah, we went through the old road, which is it's just stunning and amazing. So other than the redwoods, is there anything else that people around the world might come here for or might think about this place? What makes this place unique?
I think this area is unique for its Native American people. For the Yuroks, for the Hoopas, the Karuks. Though the Karuks are further up, they're not close to the coast. The Yuroks are, the Wiats are, the Tallawas, which is up in Crescent City. But the Hoopas are inland about an hour, but they do come out and all those kind of things. And for their Native American heritage here, mm-hmm. we are a real large concentration of Indian people in California. Mm-hmm. And we are now, the Wiat tribe is now working, negotiating with the city of Eureka for the remainder of the island that belongs to them.
How much is of the island is left?
Well, there's 275 acres. We own 60 or 40. And there's still about six to eight parcels are privately owned. And the rest is the city. So it's about 200 acres that is left in the city hands. And I went for it. The chairman asked me to go forward to the city council, right? And here we all are. And we go forward. And I make that, all those things that come out of my mouth that my family just cringe at. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I says, yes, and we would like to have all what the city owns. I meant to say on the island, but I didn't say that. I meant all of what the city owns. And the person who was the mayor wasn't there that night. Uh-huh. And so it was the person who was doing the meeting and the look on their eyes. I said, I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. Not a bad idea, however, but that's not what I meant. On the island. And then everybody chuckled. So it kind of broke the tension a little bit. Right. I didn't mean to break the tension like that.
But it gives you some negotiating room, right? You know, the Shaker Church is big in the Seattle area, you know, Muckleshoot Rez and Johnny Moses. My late friend Beaver Chief taught us a lot of the songs. Uh-huh. Shaker Church came all the way down here, didn't it?
Yeah, all the way down. Actually, down into Ukiah.
Ukiah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ukiah. Maybe Lake County. I'm not sure about Lake County, but I know down to Ukiah, Hopland area. And they were here. And
was there a church here?
Not here.
The Hoopa.
Wasn't Hoopa up in Johnson, which is down, Yurok country. And my sister had an altar in her house where they used to come and do service. It was her house, so it wasn't a
church
building, right. But mm-hmm. they would hold church there mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and stuff. And so it was, Shaker Church. And the ghost dance got as far as the Wiat tribe mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out until about 20, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, must be, yeah, because I've been here 21 years. So it must be a good 30 plus years ago that I read that the ghost dance did get as far as the Wiat tribe.
I'm very grateful for your time. You know, you say that your family has a history of welcoming people, and that certainly has been my experience, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, thank you.